As you will recall, last year it was 75 years since D-Day occurred, and I wrote a poem called D-Day Reflections on Operation Overlord. It's 75 years since D-Day occurred, as servicemen and women secured our world. Invading Europe was suddenly real, rescuing France from the Nazi heel. Soldiers, sailors, airmen and others united in arms like sisters and brothers, but many never made the beach, with dry land proving beyond their reach. Others faced relentless gunfire and bravely tackled mines and barbed wire. The smell of cordite blending with brine, combining with smoke along the shoreline. Houses silhouetted on the shore, home to the native French no more. Like markers on the battlefield where countless human fates were sealed. Churchill doubted that Overlord could succeed, but to this Monty and Ike paid little heed. They held more positive views, deeply believing they could not lose. Fight them on the beaches, said Winston, and they did just that, with Britain and its allies crushing the enemy flat. Three quarters of a century further on, we thank our warriors in word and song. Politicians, royalty, servicemen to boot, physically and emotionally join the tribute. Speaking for the man in the street, we're overwhelmed by this awesome feat. So to those who took part, whatever your ranks, we offer our unending and heartfelt thanks.